Good evening, everyone. This is Ryan Kaiser. I'm calling from Sonia Choquette's office. This is our winter psychic sit-up conference call. I'd like to welcome everyone this evening. How it's going to work is Sonia is going to be speaking a little bit about the sit-ups, and then she will be taking random questions from people that have called in. This is something that we randomly choose, so you do not have to hit any button. The only thing you need to be on the lookout for is actually be listening to hear your earpiece say that you are now unmuted. That means that you are live with Sonia and that you should give your date of birth as well as your name and ask your one question. This is not a guarantee that everyone on the call, as we do have in the hundreds tonight, that everyone will be able to ask a question. But as Sonia always says, each question usually pertains to the group as a whole. So once again, thanks for attending this evening. And without further ado, good evening, Sonia.
Hi, Ryan. Hi, everybody. I'm really excited about the timing of this call because right now the energy in the whole entire world, the whole planetary frequency is in flux and in transition, which is the first stage of transformation. And when you go into transition time, you can get very agitated and you can end up feeling extremely irritable and reactive and uncertain and insecure. And any woman who's gone in, who has been pregnant and has gone into transition before a baby is born, there's that just that little episode where you just get really basically kind of freaked out. And it's because things are about to really change in a big way. And so we are collectively at that point and in transition, and the preceding to transformation, the best thing to do is to really focus on your goals and focus on your breath. So first I'd like to say the goal of the sit-ups is that we rise above the fray of fear and negativity and yes, things are changing. But they're not necessarily changing. The ego mind will say, oh, my God, things are falling apart. But they're just truly what's happening is things are giving way that have been outgrown, outdated, and we're now moving into a frequency of creativity that is going to elevate us to a much more creative and much more effective and much more powerful way of being. So our key here is to use our sit-ups as a real double intention for staying very clear and very unaffected and undiscouraged by all the drama in the world, and to really stay clear to our intentions to be sixth sensory beings who are not going to get pulled under all this drama. And this is a time where we really need to doubly, triply, quadruply reiterate our intention to be in high frequency, because it's going to bring us to a tremendous and lovely energy of creativity and inspiration and healing, and we will be the front runners of this new age. So I just want to say to everybody, this is a time not to lose connection to your sit-ups, but to do it, to really connect more than ever with the intention that you are going to be part of this brand new dawn of new creativity. So with that, I'm very eager to talk to whomever we have on board here and go over our particular questions.
Great. Without further ado, I'd just like to mention, as we've had a bunch of new callers come on, if you are chosen randomly, you will hear in your earpiece that you are unmuted and that you are now able to ask Sonia one question. The thing she needs beforehand, the two things are your date of birth and also your name. So our first caller up this evening, you are now with Sonia.
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What is your birthday?
November 13th, 1964.
Okay, Lisa, what would you like to ask?
Well, you kind of opened the door for my question, which I had written down before, and it was that I'm actually having, a struggle with myself trying to move from the apprentice to journeyman. I'm really struggling with that, and I find myself feeling frustrated, impatient, a bit lost.
Good. That means you're in transition.
Well, and also, you know, trying to concentrate on my goals, I feel maybe, like lately I've been feeling like maybe they're too lofty. You know,
well, I can definitely say that the tendency for you is that you want to just be really quickly the master and not love and enjoy every step along the way. And so I think that what would really help you right now is to reinvest your appreciation for learning. And that you're learning a lot of new things. You're learning about your own vibration. You're learning about vibration in the world. You're learning about how to rise above negativity. You're preparing to be a teacher and a guide. Your goals aren't too lofty, but you're losing appreciation for the creative process.
Okay.
And I'd like you to, in my book, The Answer is Simple, if you've worked with that at all, I talk about every morning just setting the intention for the day, not for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Like, this is the one thing I want to accomplish today. And the other thing, Lisa, I think it would be really of value to you at this point to maybe teach a small class, maybe work with the Trust Your Vibes book or psychic sit-ups, or not psychic sit-ups, but the psychic pathway. And gather a group around and actually dive in so you're not just in the mental rehearsal, but you're actually doing something.
Okay.
Are you up for that?
Well, I don't know.
That's journeyman. Learn by doing.
Yeah.
So do the journeyman step.
Okay.
So, and you know what? You'll figure it out as you go along. That's the psychic part. You'll be inspired in the moment. Yes, isn't that exciting? My teachers always said, what scares you most, go there first. So there you go, Lisa. Give it a go.
Thank you, Sonia.
All my love.
All my love, too.
Thanks, Lisa. Our next caller, you are now up with Sonia.
Hello?
Last name Richardson.
Oh, hello. Sonia, I'm wearing my rubber band for breathing.
Yay!
And my question is about moving. I'm not sure exactly what area I would like to go to.
Well, first of all, let's have your birthday.
6/9/34. I'm sorry.
And your name?
Coralie Richardson.
Okay. Now, I think that the problem is that you are approaching this as what is the right place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no right place to live. Any place is right. So you're looking at this as that you could make this potentially awful mistake, where, in fact, it's really about what would I love next is the question. Not what's the right thing to do, which means I could potentially have this catastrophic mistake and do the wrong thing. Remember, in the psychic sit-ups, we talk about that we don't live in the world of right and wrong.
Right.
We live in the world of what feels true for me for now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So you really could go anywhere you wanted. That's what's so fun, and you'll be fine because wherever you go, you will use your gifts. Now, the guides are suggesting that you go with community, that you go where there's friends, people to enjoy. Okay, Coralie?
Mm-hmm.
And that you have several options with that, but that the desire for you right now is to have fun and to have community. So the answer for you is where will you have the most comfortable, most accessible, easiest, most built-in community? And that's where you go.
I thank you.
Okay, Carly, all my love.
All my love, too.
Thank you.
And I do want to remind them again, everyone who's listening, every question asked pertains to every listener on the call. Okay, Ren.
Next caller, you're up.
What's the last name?
Oh, it's Amy Stricker.
Hi, Amy. When's your birthday?
Oh, August 27th, 1968.
And what would you like to ask?
Well, you told me to write the 12-step decluttering book. I'm basically almost done.
Hooray!
I can't believe it.
You did it!
I did it. I did my 12 sacred spaces, 12 affirmations. I mean, everything. It's full.
It's fantastic.
And so, and I've been guided by an analyst I've been working with. No one's read it. So my question is, does anybody need to review it before I contact Susan?
I think that it might be really good for you to have a content editor go over it, and you can check with my office. I can refer you to a couple.
Okay.
And that way they'll put it in really and trust your intuition on that.
Because I don't know anything about writing a book, but I did.
You know everything about decluttering, and that's all you have to worry about. This isn't a novel.
Right, that's right.
So I'd say just have someone do a quick pass on it, and it's ready to go.
So a content editor to do the whole thing? I mean, to
just read through it. Just
okay.
To read through it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then contact her after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All my love.
So much.
And most of all, everybody, she did it. The question she's asking is minor stuff. The importance is sharing that if you actually allow your spirit to guide you, the things you don't think you can do, you can do. And the key is, and I think our theme emerging tonight is, let's just do it. And not a lot of mental rehearsal. Let's just dive in. Okay, so with that, let's go to the next.
Next caller, you're up. Last name looks like Hill.
Oh, Quincy Hill.
Hi, Quincy. When's your birthday?
June 10th, 1961.
And what would you like me to focus on for you?
I have had recurring dreams that seem to develop. I get more and more detail the more often I dream them about my husband dying 1 year and then my oldest son dying the following year.
Okay, these are not prophetic dreams. These are part of this transition.
Okay.
And it's about your relationship with them and the forms that they have taken. Needing to change. So these dreams are really about what in you needs to let go, what in you needs to allow for a new creation, a new interaction with both of them, what in you, in terms for your own expansion, have to let go of perhaps the role you've had in their lives, and that if they're dying and it's a recurring dream, then what in you are you not recognizing needs to die in you? And I write about this in Soul Lessons and Soul Purpose, so I think it can be very helpful to read that chapter.
Okay.
And Quincy, nobody's kicking the bucket.
Okay.
So it's metaphor.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All my love.
Thank you. Next caller, you are now up with Sonia.
What's our name?
Hello, you're up with Sonia. 2681 is the last four digits of your phone number. Okay, we'll move on. Next caller, McGee, Mary McGee, you're up with Sonia.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Mary, when's your birthday?
May 8th, 1974.
And what would you like to focus on?
Well, I go through these bouts. I've had this a couple of times in my life where I'm just really tired. And I know that I'm kind of permeable to the energy around me, and I've read about shielding myself. And sometimes, like right now, it's funny. I have the days off where I'm able to rest, but I think it's extreme. Like, I just tell myself I should get out of bed, but I'm just going to go to sleep. And
well, a couple of things. I first of all want you to know that you are, in fact, extraordinarily psychic.
Wow.
Okay. And that you are picking up on energy on all kinds of levels. And that it's not necessary that everything going on that's fatiguing you is a negative influence. In the dream state, in the sleep state, you are being downloaded with new information and new orientation in your life.
Okay.
Two, what's fatiguing you, again, we're talking about transition, what needs to go? What decisions are you postponing, not making? What elements of your life are you holding on to that you clearly have no longer, you're no longer being fed by them, you're no longer being supported by them? And I think that also, if you can just make a few clear decisions about letting go of, you don't have to decide what to do or how to fix it, just, I'm letting go, just like if you hold something in your hand and let go of it. I think that you'll find that your energies are going to rebound. You're reorganizing your frequency.
Okay.
So you're in transition.
I'm and very back and forth about a boyfriend, back and forth.
And that's the biggest drain for you. Let go.
Yeah.
Let go. Doesn't mean you have to push him away, assassinate him, annihilate him, blame him, attack him. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
As an option forever. Just for right now, I'm just letting this go and just let life unfold. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mary, all my love.
Okay, too. Bye.
Thank you. Next caller, Teeple, you're now up with Sonia.
Hi, my name is Elise.
Hi, Elise. When's your birthday?
It's August 12th, 1974. And I guess about a year ago, maybe created some vision boards. And more and more, I'm looking at them now, and I can pick out little pieces here and there of stuff that has happened or I've created,
mm-hmm.
I should say. And I'm happy with what I've been creating, but I don't find that it's, you know, it's just not happy every day.
I can't be happy every day.
I wanted to be happy every day.
Well, I know you do, but what you need to do to really get empowered is to let it be whatever it is every day.
Right.
And just work on, that's interesting. But I would work with my book, The Answer is Simple.
Okay.
And again, go back to there's a practice in there. Every day, set your intention for what's the most important thing to focus on today.
Okay.
Because what I see for you is that you have some boundary challenges. You get absorbed by other people's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose focus on your own dream and your own capacity to be happy.
Now, do you recommend, like, shielding yourself?
I really think that it's, you know, let me just say this to all of you. I'm actually writing about this right now, and I'll share it with you. You can go into the world, and you can put on your helmet, and you can put on your, you know, nuclear waste suit, and you can get in your car with all your airbags, and it's a Hummer or a tank, and you can go with you know, the mirrored light all around it, and or you can just go to a higher frequency. And the higher frequency is just a frequency of accepting and recognizing that all this craziness is going on, but I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to engage it.
Right.
I can recognize it, but I have a choice about whether or not I'm actually going to go into it. And it's like you can go in completely barricaded, but it's like going into a 12-lane highway. And you can play, you know, dodge car, or you can just say, well, I see it, but I can get in a helicopter. I'll just rise above it.
Better.
Right. There you go.
Okay.
That this week.
Pardon me?
Practice that for a few weeks.
Okay. Is there anything specific that I should be aware of? Because I do have a person who I feel is, you know, I mean, see the face in God, of God in everyone.
Well, if you don't like someone, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just be respectful and detached.
Okay.
That's part of what's going on, is a lot of people are separating right now because the frequencies are just not interfacing. And yeah. Be okay with that.
Okay.
Different.
It's difficult because she sits seats mm-hmm. away from her.
Well, that's
like
because we have challenges.
Yeah,
so if she's sitting across from you,
away from me.
Well, isn't that divine humor?
Yeah.
And as you're ambitious, that's a great classroom to experience. How do I look at you with, you know, kind of reptilian eyes and not want to, like, put you in a bag and throw you away?
Right.
But you detach. You go, I see you, but I don't have to engage with you.
Okay.
I see you. I'm not interested in involving myself. So that's the lesson. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, all my love.
Back at you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Our next caller, you're now up with Sonia.
Hi.
Hi, and your name?
Sonia, it's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy, and what's your birthday?
11/2/1951.
And what would you like to focus on, Cindy?
I want to say thank you so much for all that you do for us.
I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful. I'm involved in creating some fairy art classes for children.
Hooray! Fantastic.
Hooray! And so it's all geared for children to be able to use their intuition and get connected to nature. And so my question is, where's the best place to advertise for children?
Well, I would say in all children's magazines would be one thing. And in all, like, where they go and play, like the tumble places and the this and the that, put flyers there for people.
Okay.
And maybe even think about putting advertisements, if there's any bulletin boards, in some of the more independent schools. And I would advertise online for any, there's a huge forum of, or a huge movement for homeschooling. And so just Google homeschool and see if there's any collective blogs, websites, chat rooms.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm working on my webpage now, so that's where
yeah.
the people can find me.
And I got to tell you, Cindy, people are going to show up.
I know.
And you know what? My guides are saying very clearly, one for kids and one for the kid and adults.
Well, actually, I am setting it up so that it's ages 4 to 8, and they need to be accompanied by a parent or grandparent.
Okay, there you go. Cindy, you're on your way.
Thank you, Sonia.
All my love. Yay.
Yay.
Thank you. Next caller, you're up with Sonia.
Who do we have?
I can hear. Want to try one more time? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hi, good. Yay. What's your name?
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. When's your birthday?
3/24/71.
Lucy, what would you like to focus on?
Well, my question is kind of twofold. I'm really interested in knowing about finding my life partner, but I don't know. I'm kind of feeling stuck lately because I'm in kind of a financial mess because of my ex. And so I'm just wondering what I need to do and to...
Well, it's one step at a time because you will partner at the vibration that you're in.
Right.
So the vibration you're in right now is a cork bobbing on the ocean. And you don't want another cork bobbing on the ocean, right?
Right.
So I would say give yourself till September to let it be all about you. Let it be all about you recovering your ground and you recovering your organization. Mm-hmm. And I do think you're going to end up attracting someone who is very spiritually educated.
Yay.
And aware. And that is really soulmate material, someone with whom you can talk shop.
Uh-huh.
So the thing is, do enjoy and share with people openly what you're interested in, and don't make it like it's so weird that they can't be part of it. Just like, hey, this is the greatest nuisance, you know, apple pie. And then do work on being grounded and practical on earth. Get your finances in order. Get your bills paid on time. Call your creditors and cut a deal. But don't avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, get your foundation.
I'm wondering if he's actually going to come through at all.
Your ex is not your business. My teacher, yeah. Charlie, said, mind your own business all the time. And, yes, we all have someone in our lives that we really wish would come through.
Mm-hmm.
If not one, 10. So mm-hmm. This is not the time to hope anyone else comes through. This is time to say, well, I got to come through for myself.
Right.
And that's the orientation for you to have right now.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucy?
Okay.
All my love.
Okay, thank you. All my love to you.
Thank you. Mary Jo, you're up with Sonia.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Mary Jo. When's your birthday?
Hi, Sonia. September 14th, 1954.
Yay. And what would you like to ask?
Well, common theme, partnership.
And again, we are reorganizing. I think it's a very interesting time on the earth. Relationships that are not in harmony are finding more and more difficulty to be together, whether they're personal or professional. I certainly feel like that even in my own life. But with partnership, you've got to become very clear about and very committed to the things that you value and involve yourself fully in them with joy. With joy. So you can't go about partnership with the idea that, you know, what's missing, but partnerships of this sixth sensory type are a full cup to a full cup, not a half cup to a half cup. You see?
Yes.
So this is the time in your life, and you are such an intuitive, such a healer, such a conscious, grounded, loving, caretaking, nurturing soul. But I want you to let the next few months be, I'm a full cup. I love myself. My life is full of joy for me. And you will attract another full cup because you don't want another half cup. You're tired of filling everybody else's cup.
This is so perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so there you go, Mary Jo.
Okay.
Okay.
I love to you.
Thank you. Next caller, you're up with Sonia.
Hi, this is Paula.
Hi, Paula. When is your birthday?
May 4th, 1960.
And what would you like to focus on, Paula?
Yes, I'm a singer, and 4 or 5 months ago, something happened to my voice, apparently from a sickness that I had, and one of the vocal cords apparently got weakened by it, and it won't move to meet the other cord, and so I can't sing. And so, you know, I'm seeking out lots of different modalities and going inside and all of this. The Western doctor, of course, you know, said to me, it's a possibility you'll never get this back, which was, of course, devastating. This is my passion.
Well, he had to say that also because of he was speaking from his own fear and limitations.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
So now what has to happen is that the reason this has happened is that those aspects of your life that you're not really expressing truthfully are now inviting you to pay attention. So it doesn't mean you're lying. It means you're avoiding. So what parts of your life are not in harmony with your spirit? It's time to start acknowledging those parts and saying, you know, maybe the reason my one cord shut down is that there's one cord in me that's not in harmony with the rest of me. Maybe I'm fearful, or maybe I'm holding on to relationships or people that don't serve me, or attitudes, or maybe I've just been so structured and so routine, I've not really challenged myself to grow, because this is actually a big learning curve. And it's about fear and addressing fear generally in your life. And the cord can rehabilitate. The doctor is just as much wrong as he was right. This cord can heal just as much as it cannot heal, because the truth is he didn't know what was wrong with it.
Yeah.
But it's anxiety and stress on a deep core level. And you're here now to devote 6 months of your life to getting really clear and really honest so that every morning when you wake up, you're not fearful, you're peaceful. And it's tough. I've had this. I've had injuries where I had one with sciatica I've written about that paralyzed me. And I couldn't even stand up to even put a shoe on, let alone get out the door and do my life. But those were also the times where I thought, you know, these are all the things I'm avoiding. That have finally grabbed me by you know, in your case, the throat, in my case, by the rear end.
Right.
So Paula, don't be intellectual. Just be very soulful and ask, what in my life have I tolerated or lived with or put up with that threatens me? That I need to release now.
Okay.
And you will heal.
Okay. Are there, thank you.
Yeah, in terms of just every day wake up and say, I am in transition and I am not afraid.
Okay.
I'm going through it, fearful or all, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay.
This is death and rebirth.
Yeah.
Okay. All my love.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Alyssa, you are now up with Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, Alyssa. When is your birthday?
November 15, 1971.
And question?
My question is, I've been doing my exercises and meditation and been much better at grounding, and I noticed that I've been noticing a lot of synchronicities around me, but when I get to doing my readings with people, I don't know if I just don't feel as confident anymore, even though everything on the outside and is going really well and my intuition is getting stronger. Somehow I feel like there's a block with my reading.
I think with your block, the thing you're afraid of is that you feel like you have to get up there and do a lot of predictions for people.
Uh-huh.
What you're here to be for people is a teacher, an inspiration, a resource, a guide to point out things to them that they may not have been consciously aware of.
Oh, I see.
And I think you're getting confused about your role. And if you can remember, your role is to help bring their awareness and their consciousness to areas of life where they can grow and learn and be inspired and take a perspective or a new, fresh look at something where they're blocked. And you express that with your students, your
yes.
clients, I think you'll be flowing just back in business, no problem.
Oh, that makes total sense. Thank you.
Oh, my love, you. Alyssa. Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Thank you. Next caller, you're up with Sonia.
Oh, Sonia?
Hi, who are we talking to?
Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. When's your birthday?
December 5th, 1960.
And what would you like to focus on, Elaine?
I would like to know who my guides are and if they have any messages for me.
Well, the first guide that I really, really, really want to emphasize that you work with is your higher self, your
oh.
own higher self. I think that you've really overlooked the importance and the power of that guidance coming through, and it is fantastic guidance. So I'd like you to think about maybe spending about 5 to 10 minutes every morning before you get up and go into the day on just feeling the enormity and the wisdom of your own higher self. And I'm going to give you an image to work with, okay?
Uh-huh.
Your higher self is not like this little matchstick floating around your head.
Okay.
It's or a little glow in your heart. It is a huge warehouse that is the size of like the Sears Tower. Of massive, massive genius and wisdom and insight and inspiration that you can draw from.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Because I think you don't really have an accurate perspective of the magnitude of you
mm-hmm.
on a soul level.
Okay.
Next, you have a guide that comes through. Actually, a come through is three guides, and they're called the sisters. And they are nuns. They look like Buddhist nuns.
Okay.
And they serve, and they have been working with you because you have a tremendous healing energy, and you're here to help people learn how to energetically heal.
Okay.
So they're with you, and you can just call them the sisters. And they give you lots of practical information about diet and about breath and about energy and frequency and just lovely, lovely insights that are very practical, but they're so subtle you might not recognize them as guidance.
Okay.
And then you have a guide that I believe, interesting. This could actually be a connection to my teacher, Charlie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be cool.
My teacher, Charlie, gets around, and he is a universal guide to many people, and I think he's with you. I hear Charlie's laugh coming through. So he's a teacher guide. Talk to Charlie a little bit and see what happens. If you want to refresh yourself on Charlie's energy, read Diary of a Psychic.
Diary of a Psychic, okay.
Yeah, I think he's your guide.
Oh.
So there you go, Elaine.
All right. Well, you know what's weird is all day today I saw everything was about my higher self.
There you go.
I know. Thank you so much.
My love, Elaine.
Oh, my love, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Next caller, you're up with Sonia. Last name, Thatcher.
Oh, hi. That's me, Susan.
Hi, Susan. When is your birthday?
July 17th, 1966.
What would you like to focus on, Susan?
Well, I had a reading with you not that long ago, and I've been doing so much psychic training right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a little frustrated. I feel like I'm at a little block right now. And I wanted to know, could it possibly be the relationship that I'm in right now? I'm trying to end.
Well, it is transition. And it is you're the person with whom you're trying to disassociate can feel that energy and is very scared and is not necessarily averse to the idea of ending the relationship, but ending feeling like he's the bad guy.
Right.
So he's resisting that, and you're very psychic, so you're just swimming in it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you need to come out of the water and get a little bit up to higher altitude.
Right. I feel like I'm drowning, actually.
Yeah, that's what I get. You are drowning in all the emotion.
Right.
And drama.
Too much emotion.
It's too much. And honestly, one of the ways to take your mind off of that is just distraction. This is the time to watch, you know, kind of the documentaries and go to the chamber of the learning mind and get off the feeling mind.
Right.
So this is the time to learn to like go bowling and just go take a cooking class and just get grounded in this concrete physical domain.
Right.
And you're not responsible for him.
Okay.
You have to say, you know what, we've had a wonderful experience. It was a great learning curve for us, and we need to take steps into our own experience. It's not about you or me. It's just time to have a little private adventure.
Right. And possibly time to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, water with no boundaries just creates mold.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So let's not get into the moldy, oldy, you know, sentimental realm. Just try to be decisive.
Okay.
And be kind.
Yes, very important.
Yeah.
Okay.
All my love, Elaine.
Thank you. We love you, too.
Thank you. Next caller, you are now up with Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, oh my God, I made it through. My name is Sylvie. My date of birth is the 10th of November, 1970. And, wow, there's so many things I would like to ask, but what I would like to ask most is, how can I put it, like, I'm going on my path, I'm going with the flow, I'm taking courses, doing teaching, healing, and I'm working full-time at the same time. And I want to know, how can I take it to the next level? What my guides have to say, or your guides and you?
Let's see. Well, first of all, congratulations on your commitments. You are doing a fantastic job, and this really is your path.
Thank you.
And I think the most important thing to come to terms with is to get really comfortable with this is your path. You're not auditioning. This is your path.
I know that. Yeah.
Okay. And so I think the next level for you, well, you're still in an apprenticeship and journeyman level. You've got about another year of classes and both being the student and also giving courses. And perhaps it would also be very exciting for you to, do you do group classes or just work one-on-one?
I do both.
Because I like this group thing for you a lot.
Okay.
And maybe you can maybe start like a course where you do group twice a month for a year and really like call it, you know, your conscious school for evolutionary living or something.
Cool.
And set up a school.
Nice. I like.
And that school can start in your living room.
Yeah, that would be great because the finance is hard right now.
Hey, I taught in my living room for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And I still sometimes miss it. I loved it.
Yeah, cool.
So there you go.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sylvie, all my love. Have you taken any courses with me?
Yes, I did. And I saw you in Toronto at the I Can Do It last year and 3 years ago in Las Vegas as well.
Have you taken the certification training?
No, I've been thinking about it, yes.
Well, it's in October, so consider it and see if your spirit inspires you. You may really find it a very empowering course for you.
I would love that. I was
okay.
Just thinking about that when I was listening to you.
Okay, good. Well, all my love.
All my love. Thanks.
Thank you. Next caller, you are now up with Sonia.
Who do we have? I have a dog barking.
We're going to Jean.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, my birthday is October 9th, 1970.
Okie doke. What would you like to focus on, Jean?
I guess recently I started going over the psychic sit-ups again more methodically.
Good.
I just getting into the decluttering, and then as I was creating space, it seemed like I would always find a way to divert myself.
And a couple things I feel you have is, first of all, you might have a little ADD.
Yes, yes.
So you might want to look at some, maybe Google or do some research on some dietary changes, because I think that you're missing some omegas, omega oils or things that could actually just help you hold your concentration a little bit better. And it's not a big deal. I think you'd get some real results. You do like to lift off the planet, Jean. You're really someone who likes to be out there, and so I admire you and support you in getting grounded, getting decluttered. You really would be best served to have an almost zen-like environment.
Yes.
You know, and I think that for you, the greatest transition is to get rid of all of this stuff.
Yes.
You really live in a room where you have it's very minimalist, and you will have such creative breakthroughs if you can go that way. Because everything that's around you, you resonate with and you get bogged down by.
Yes.
So, and if you can't do it alone, invite friends in and just say help yourself and take what you need and just put the minimum in one room. Because you would be so much happier and so much more intuitively guided about what's useful. You're in what we call the astral plane instead of the fifth dimension. The astral plane is a psychic realm that's sort of like the 12-lane highway at 5 o'clock. It's all cruising, but not all of it's great. It's thought forms, entities, telepathy, feelings, emotions, old patterns. You know, so you want to go to the fifth dimension, just up on the octave, which is just, it's peaceful. it's less frenetic. And I think that diet is a big one for you. I think that simplicity would be very healing to your nervous system. And then the next phase for you will be a lovely relationship that can provide you support.
Mm, yes.
So that's kind of the order. Re-listen to this call because I think it'll be very useful reminder for you.
Thank you very much.
All my love to you, Jean.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Next caller, you are up with Sonia.
Hi, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris. When's your birthday?
January 1567.
What would you like to focus on?
First, want to say thanks to Ryan and you, Sonia, and everybody in the background supporting you and everybody on this call.
I appreciate that. We are kind of all working together and helping one another.
Definitely, and I feel that, and I want to send that out a lot of times. And I'm getting a lot from this. And I'm making notes and like, oh, wow.
Good. Isn't it great how we help one another? One person's call is every person's call.
Yes, and I seem to be doing very well at this time.
Mm-hmm.
This past year's been kind of rough, and I've had a lot of help with that, and I feel like things are finally shifting in a direction. At this moment, in the short term, though, actually doing now, the work that I want to do. What can I do to the healing, coaching, helping work that I'm here to do and want to do? And
well, you are doing it, and it is, and you're doing a good job. But you also are the type of soul that, to some degree, may have some old patterns, soul patterns of low self-esteem. And so you might be a little hesitant about the value of the work you're doing. And that's what is the root of where you may wonder, is this really going to go? Is this really going to work? What else can I do? But honestly, your work is incredible. Nurturing, exciting, loving, kind. And if you value it and you really, I'd say, I gave another one of our callers that kind of that instruction of just sit for a few minutes every morning and check out the soul warehouse of yours that's so full of so much rich, incredible gifts, so many, and bring that into your day-to-day life. You'll get more and more clients because the root for you, Chris, is confidence.
Right. I'm feeling that these days.
Yay.
Okay, what is the step of taking that to making it a
reality? I'd say if you name it, you claim it. You get a business card. You get a website. You maybe, I'd say, a lot of people start their private practices by maybe teaching one of my books. They're all curriculums.
Mm-hmm.
So you can anchor around that to let people know you're in the community and available, and you charge for your time.
Mm-hmm.
And word of mouth will proliferate. And you will be on your way. You're growing a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And it evolves.
Right. And so with my biggest issue around that is still my abundance, taking care of my needs.
Yeah, that's your low self-esteem.
Okay.
And that's the issue I'm addressing first, is that deep down inside, you're not sure you're worth it. But if you spend 10 days working with the idea of the higher self and connecting to your arsenal of gifts, you know what? That will disappear. And with that will come clients who pay you well. It's you who is feeling the lack of worth, not the absence of worth of people who will come into your life and pay you to help them feel better because you do a fantastic job.
Okay.
So on the website you can write what you charge because you may be afraid to say so.
Right. Even issues with that today, invoicing, yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. You get scared. So you could say, and make, here, just put it on your card or put it on your website or say, here's my card, here's my website, here are all the questions you can have, here are my fees, and I'm really excited to work with you.
Okay.
And just that, actually, and think about reading my book, Trust Your Vibes at Work.
Oh, at work, okay.
Mm-hmm. That will help you as well.
Okay.
So, Chris, you should be making money in a week.
Okay, I like that. Thanks.
Okay, all my love.
Would you be on my radio show one day?
Sure. You can work with Ryan on that. It would be my pleasure.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Chris.
Next caller, you're up with Sonia.
Who do we have?
Giles. Okay, we're going to move on to Hendricks. Sandra Hendricks, you're up with Sonia.
Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm happy to talk to you. When is your birthday?
February 12, 1962.
What would you like to focus on?
I'm looking at my past. You know, for the longest, I thought my past was that of a singer, and I still feel that the music is very important, but I also feel that I'm growing into other areas, but I feel, in a sense, pulled in so many different directions with so many different options. And
well, you are a star. And a star is a soul that's got a lot of facets. Think of a star. It's got all its points. And so on one level, I think you're absolutely a creative artist, but you are learning and being drawn to the healing arts.
Yes.
And music is one element of the healing arts. And you can even go into sound healing, sound therapy, song as healer, song, music therapy, vibrational healing. These are all the things that are the next thing on the spectrum for you. And you were a very unsung hero in the past. You were a spiritual and religious singer in many, many, many lifetimes that never got recognized. So you do want to get recognized.
Yeah.
You're another one, like Chris, that might want to have a radio show where you put your own music on it and you talk to people about vibrational healing, where you put on classes about healing and you sing.
Okay.
You see, so you expand the realm of your stardom.
Mm-hmm.
So all these aspects of your vibrational healing can come through.
Okay.
So, you know, just think I'm a singer and many other things of vibrational value.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All my love.
Oh, thank you, Sonia. And
mm-hmm.
you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. And our last caller for this evening, it's going to be an international call, and you are now on with Sonia.
Hello?
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 Hi, who am I speaking with?
Okay, we're going to have to try one other person there. Sorry about that. Next person up, you're with Sonia.
Hello?
Hi, this is Sonia.
My name is Sylvia, and my birth date is November 5th, 1968.
And what would you like me to focus on, Sylvia?
I've been teaching a dance class, which I love very much, but it's sort of starting to dwindle, and I wanted to ask about it. Maybe it's a time of transition, or I need to make some changes. Or
we're definitely in a time of transition, for sure. And you are an interesting soul because you've come into life with the desire to try lots of things.
Yes.
So this is your own soul's eagerness to move into maybe something a bit new, more than being forced to do it because others have lose interest. It's your own spirit that's a bit restless for new excitement, which is making the magnet of the class less energized. So mm-hmm. think about what you would like to do. You know, maybe it would be a lovely time for you to explore, in addition to dance, other art forms that are physical and vibrational. Like maybe I was reading about a course in Chicago where these circus people teach hoop.
Okay.
You get inside these hoops and you learn to roll around in them.
Oh,
and
sounds fun.
Yeah, your spirit wants to have some fun.
Okay.
And also, you would like to teach maybe other things in addition to dance? You're a very good instructor.
I've gotten really obsessed with ice skating in the last...
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
Go there, because you're very physical. You're you know, you were kind of a Olympiad in several of your past lives.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I do seem to have an inordinate fondness for training.
Yes. So you teach people the empowerment that comes with discipline and focus, especially when we have such a short-term attention span society.
Right. Okay.
One of your things is teaching people the benefit of sticking with it, but your own soul is ready to try pulling yet another element of your own gifts out of your gift basket.
Okay. Okay.
So there you go.
Thank you.
All my love to you.
All my love to you.
So I think that it's important for us to just go back to the theme before we sign off here in the last 2 minutes. I want to say we are in transition times. And transition to the ego mind is scary. It's like, oh, no, things are ending. And yet a pregnancy has to end to have a new baby. A caterpillar has to end to have a butterfly. And we have to end certain elements of self to enjoy other elements of self. So it's expansion, not loss. Just change. Think of the goals. Remember your intentions. Keep focused on your outcomes. And work those sit-ups, peeps. Work them. Don't just let them sit and go unnoticed, because a little tiny bit of work brings about a huge change of consciousness. So there you go.
Great. Thank you so much, Sonia. I want to mention just a couple of quick things to everyone. This call will be put onto your account section. So this was recorded. It will be on there for at least the next year. Please allow me about 7 to 10 days to get that up. And then secondly, we have a new announcement to Sonia's website, and that is called MySpace. And I think everyone would get a real kick out of what we're putting up there and what we're going to be putting up there. It's a great way to...
Is it MySpace or Facebook?
Facebook.
Yeah, be my friend,
yeah,
everybody.
We just started it last week, and it's just been... Sonia's having a blast with it, so I really think you guys would enjoy it.
Okay, and I love to all of you. Look forward to our next call.
Have a nice evening, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.